In April this year, many in the Czech Republic were horrified by a petrol bomb attack on a Romani family's home that left a 2-year-old girl fighting for her life. Now, 4 months later, police in North Moravia have made a major breakthrough in the case, charging 4 men with racially motivated attempted murder. Ian Willoughby has been following the case and joins me now. Ian, could you first remind us of the details of this case?
Yes, Jan. Well, what happened was just before midnight on the 18th of April this year, 3 petrol bombs were thrown into a Romani family's small bungalow in a town called Vítkov in North Moravia. There were 9 people in the house. 3 of them were injured. The most seriously injured was a 2-year-old girl. Her name is Natalka, and she suffered burns on 80% of her body. At one point, she was very close to death, and it appears from what police said at a news conference an hour or two ago that a group of neo-Nazis targeted the family's home randomly. But the police say that the group had been planning that kind of a firebomb attack on a Romani family's home, or on a Roma home, so to speak, for some weeks.
Do we know who the people are the police have charged?
Well, on Wednesday morning, the police carried out a series of raids. They arrested 12 people in connection with the attacks, 9 men and 3 women. And 4 of them have just been charged, as you say, with racially motivated attempted murder. Some of the 4 have confessed. Some have apparently expressed regret. 3 of them themselves apparently threw petrol bombs. One was the driver and their driver. And those 4 now stand to go to jail for 12 to 15 years or even longer if they receive what's called in Czech law exceptional punishment. The police are saying the 4 are neo-Nazis. They're around 25 years old. By the way, at the police news conference earlier, the police displayed some of the items that they found during the raids on these people's homes. They included swastika flags, weapons, Nazi books and other materials. So I think it's fair to say, Jan, that these arrests were a long time coming, but it seems this really is a major breakthrough in the case.
That's what it looks like. And finally, how's the girl doing that's been injured in the attack?
Well, there has been some improvement in the condition of this little girl, Natalka, lately. At one point, it was touch and go as to whether she would survive. But recently, she was taken out of an artificial coma and she can now breathe for herself. She can communicate with her eyes, her mother said, but she's undergone a series of skin transplants. She's going to require a lot more operations and she will require treatment for her whole life. She could also be psychologically traumatized, of course, by those severe burns. And if you see any photos of her or TV footage, what you see is a little child wrapped up in bandages, and it really is heartbreaking.
Thank you, Ian Willoughby. Now, former Czech President Václav Havel has come out in support of the Green Party ahead of October's